This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Hello, and welcome to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I was once given a 6-foot sub by a youth soccer team in Paramus, New Jersey. I don't know if I've ever told you about that, Chris. They actually left it on a picnic table at a park after their game, but I choose to believe it was for me. Anyway, thank you for joining me once again for Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. Now, and it's, what is it, 10th exhilarating year?
It's our 10th year, not counting the 5 years.
The 5-year hiatus, the lost years. Mm-hmm. Arguably, they're all lost years. I don't know. History will tell us in the end. But it is today. We're recording today. This episode will come out on July 12th. But I hope this doesn't ruin the suspension of disbelief. But we're recording on Monday, July 8th, just a few days away from the wild 4th of July holiday. Do you have all your fingers, Chris?
I do.
Good.
That's surprisingly. All. Oh, I was outside QED on the night of the 3rd, and someone threw a gigantic firecracker into the middle of the street.
Really? Like gigantic, like in size or explosion?
Explosion.
I guess it's the same thing.
I thought that my life had ended.
Really?
Yeah. Really loud.
At those outer borough explosives, you don't even really get that much in Manhattan. I wasn't in Manhattan, but I'm guessing there wouldn't have been that much of it. Maybe some areas, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so you were you outside when it happened?
I was.
Oh man, so you caught the brunt of it.
It was scary, yeah. Oh, there was an old man I thought was about to have a heart attack. He looked absolutely like he was clutching his chest.
Oh man, yeah. That'll do it. You know, that's scary.
Very scary.
You get an explosion, that'll mess with your mind.
Yeah.
I've seen it before.
How is Lucy? Does Lucy take the fireworks well?
I wouldn't say that. No, she's not crazy about them. I couldn't even tell you where the heck was I on the 4th of July. 4th of July. Okay, I think I was with my dad. Yeah, I was with my dad.
Yeah.
And somehow we eluded fireworks entirely and just kind of went about our day. I don't even know what we got up to. Probably if I know us, we probably got, where did we eat? Oh, I know. We got Thai food.
Oh, nice.
On 4th of July. Yeah.
Wasn't it his birthday?
His birthday was on the 5th. I believe there's a saw going on in the background.
I can hear it. Today must be like National Landscaping Day because someone was trimming trees outside of my apartment.
It's really popular. People are like, the summer's getting away from us. It's July already. We said we'd have perfect hedges.
Yeah.
This was the year we were going to have a garden. I'm doing it myself. Like, I was like, I'm going to have a perfect garden, and I'm going to get some patio furniture for the deck instead of just the one table and chairs that are slowly rotting out, even though they were expensive, and you would think that they would last longer, but whatever, they didn't.
You have you have like a gargoyle out there too, don't you?
I do have a gargoyle. It got knocked over by a dog who shall not be named in her early years when she was rambunctious. And I feel like now she wouldn't do it. And I tried to repair the gargoyle. I kind of like the gargoyle. He's missing a wing, but the wing, I didn't bother picking it up. It's just right where it fell. And it sort of has a, I don't know. I'm going to make it. It's going to be an album cover one day. For what album? I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a gargoyle. Yeah, I'm trying, you know, I'm hoping to eventually just have this whole, my whole apartment and the deck outside just look like a serial killer lives here.
Yeah.
A serial killer and an old lady together.
And Tim Burton.
And Tim Burton, yeah. And a 15-year-old boy, basically. Those are all my sides, basically. 15-year-old boy, old lady, and serial killer. But anyway, that's my suspicion about the landscaping, is everyone's like, come on, everyone, we said this would be our year.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to really get our shit together. And what happened to my beach bod? Do you have a beach bod, Chris? You look like you've been working out.
No, I don't have a beach bod.
Still.
No way.
I don't intend to go to the beach with you. However, I would. And if we did, and you took your shirt off, I don't know why I'm getting into this. I'm just saying, if you want to just frolic shirtless at the beach or really in a city park, you know, I'm in.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. Just something to keep in the back of your head.
Yeah.
You
have the confidence to take your shirt off in public. I don't think I do.
Oh, I only did. I guess I've just always just done it, no matter what, because for a comedic effect. But I've dropped a little weight over the last year or two, and now I can walk around and not. I don't have moobs or anything, I don't think, anymore. I think I had a hint of moob for a good long while.
Yeah, I think I got that going on.
A hint of moob. But I feel largely moobless at this point. But, you know, you can only keep away the moob for so long. At some point in life, the moobs will get you.
What causes the moobs? Is there is it like a specific food?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I heard that a lot of soy will escalate moobness.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever that's worth.
I thought soy was supposed to be healthy.
It is, but I've heard men, it makes them get like boobs. That's the chatter.
I don't know if that's cut true. Down on the soy, and the boobs will, the moobs.
Yeah, I would think about it. Mm-hmm. Something to think about, or not, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, that happens. Moobs. I hope to, you know, but like Steven Tyler. Lead singer of Aerosmith, of course. He's got moobs, but he's like 70 years old. But you know that guy's he's really working at it.
He really is, yeah.
Oh yeah, he's working at it. He can't stop.
Is he still? He's not a part of American Idol anymore, is he?
I don't think so. But I don't keep close tabs on that. But I don't believe that he is.
Yeah.
I get American Idol and The Voice confused.
They're very similar. I think they've swapped hosts a couple times too.
Oh, I don't even really know what. I've never seen any of those shows. I've just seen clips, like when I'm walking by the TV, or you know, occasionally on the internet when someone's like, "You gotta see this thing because it's crazy," you know, as often happens in life.
It was like The Masked Singer was a big thing, and I never watched it.
Oh, The Masked Singer? Is that the one where they have like famous singers in costume?
They had famous singers in costume, but as far as I could surmise from just like the headlines, Tori Spelling was revealed to be the first singer.
That's
a real curveball.
I saw clips from that show, and I have to say, it is hands down the dumbest show I've ever seen.
It's pretty dumb, yeah.
What is it called?
The Masked Singer.
That is I don't want to say the dumbest, because I'm sure if I thought about it, I'd come up with others, but it's just so fucking stupid. Who cares? I mean, I don't care about any of it, but I care even less about that.
I think it would be great if it was like they revealed it was George Michael or something. But when it's Tori Spelling, I mean that
I'd like to see. Yeah, it's like, oh, that's. I was wondering what you're up to. Yeah. You're dressed as a hot dog singing on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, gosh. Well, we've really gone... I feel like even talking about the Masked Singer is sort of parallel stupidity, maybe.
Yeah.
Are we any better than that show if we're talking about it? I don't know.
Not really.
Should we do some? Should we cleanse our palate with some crime blotter?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I don't have a lot of crimes, but I feel like the crimes I have are incredible. And by the way, as always, we want to thank everyone for rating, reviewing, and subscribing to this incredible podcast, and beg you to do so if you haven't already on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever. Support us on Patreon. Lots of hot Patreon-ness is coming. Patreon.com/Dave Pill. We'll get into that shortly.
Yeah, we have a few tricks up our sleeve.
We have some tricks up our sleeves. A lot of people can't believe it. It's just incredible. Let's try this one out. Customer says brother en route from Kansas. The crime blotter, if you don't know, and really, why wouldn't you, is wherein we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio. That's where I'm from, of course. And I just came from that crime-riddled paradise.
You know, I'm excited to see if you end up in the blotter at all.
Yeah, I mean, I was there, I lived it, but gosh, heck, this crime? I hope you're sitting down. Customer says brother en route from Kansas to pay for dinner. This is in Middleburg Heights, from the Middleburg Heights police blotter. Middleburg Heights is a nice little hamlet, not far from where I grew up. In University Heights, not too far. I don't know, probably 20-minute mm-hmm. drive. Who knows? I don't know. But not far. But this is a theft, Eastland Road. Police went to Team Z restaurant and bar. First of all,
Team Z.
Team Z, all one word, capital Z at the end. Oh. Maybe it's called Teams. Maybe it's not called Team Z. It's just called Teams. Probably just called Teams. I'm guessing it's a sports bar. I'm not a detective. But let's do a little detective work, though, if we can.
Sure.
Yeah, my garage band keeps crapping out.
All right. Yeah, we'll just use a Skype call. It's fine.
Okay, sorry. Okay, Teams, Middleburg Heights. Yep, where the home team plays. That's what it says, where the home team plays. Oh, there's people with fake mustaches. I'm looking at the photos here. There's there's no shortage of big screens. Anyway, seems like a great place to watch the game, get up to some innocent, good fun. Well, you could be wrong about that, pal. Because police went to Teams restaurant, and let's assume it's called Teams. Maybe, should we call? Let's call. We got to call.
Yeah, just call them, see how they answer.
We need clarification. Teams. Okay, I'm calling. Calling Teams restaurant. I know it's illegal to say that, you know, you can't on the radio just throw someone on the air, but I don't know how that pertains to podcasts. Actually, I think I can probably guess at it, but
well, hey, no one's, I mean, it's very unlikely.
No one's listening anyway. No, we know many all over the world, especially in Ireland. Let's see. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Thanks, Front Teams. This is Meg. How can I help you?
Is it pronounced Teams or Team Z restaurant?
This is Teams.
Teams. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, clarified. We clarified it. A lot of people think we don't go the extra distance. I mean, I'm just speculating.
But this podcast is now investigative journalism. We got to the bottom of whether it's Teams. Team Z or Teams.
Police went to Teams restaurant and bar at 10:50 p.m. June 29th for a man who refused to pay for dinner. The manager said the man owed $28.70 in food and alcoholic beverages, assuming tips not included in that that total. He said an employee previously took him outside to get money from his car, but they returned inside because the man did not drive there. The man refused to pay, and police were called. The man gave police a false name. In fact, 7 times he gave police incorrect identification. The suspect said his brother was to pay for his meal. He said his brother is a truck driver and was currently in Kentucky, having driven from Kansas. The man was arrested. Police did not know his ID until he was fingerprinted at the station. The man was also cited for obstructing official business. This is an open case, in my opinion. Expert opinion, I should say.
What day was this?
This was June 29th. So, last Saturday. About a week and a half ago, as the day of this recording, 9 days ago, 2870. That's a lot of shenanigans to get out of paying 2870. I would say.
I would have assumed the bill was at least $100.
Because I would pull all that shit to save $100. Absolutely, without question.
28. But yeah, man.
Not worth it for 2870. I mean, come on.
Really isn't. I had a friend whose grandfather, this guy was notorious for dining and ditching at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as an old man, like, he would take the family out and then say, like, all right, one by one, get in the car. And then they would just take off.
Wow. I love it. He was like a serial. I've never been inside a Cracker Barrel. I hope to one day. What do they have there? Like, sausage and... like biscuits and gravy or whatever?
Yeah, it's just like country, southern fried country food. And apparently they're racist too.
They're racist. I didn't see that coming based on everything you just said. How so? I mean, I can guess, but go ahead.
Apparently they have gotten into, like, people have hidden cameras and they show that they won't seat black people, and there's been some discrimination cases against them and stuff.
Ugh. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not gonna go to Cracker Barrel. I'm gonna keep the streak of having never been to Cracker Barrel intact.
Yeah, it might not be the best chain to support. Same with Denny's. I think Denny's ran into similar troubles.
I'm probably not gonna go to Denny's anytime soon anyway. I mean, like, I don't know how I would. I just don't wind up near a Denny's very often, I have to say.
Yeah, there's none around New York, that's for sure. New York City.
Yeah, I'm guessing, you know, I've happened upon them once in a while, but just not rarely, just not frequently. I have another crime for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you're ready to have your ass handed to you by gory details. Olmsted Falls, Ohio. Neighbor hits car with branch, leaves fire unattended. Gosh, even one of those things would have been enough to get you into the crime blotter. But Olmsted Falls, that's a double whammy. A resident called police July 2nd. That's last Tuesday, after his neighbor trimmed a tree branch. Sure, that's reason to call the police. The wood fell on the caller's car, damaging the windshield. Police went to the neighbor's address. No one was home. Part of the tree was burning without supervision. The fire was put out. Okay, so neighbor hits car. Oh, okay, so I don't know. At first I was like, this guy's overreacting. But then I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wait, so the guy was trimming a tree. Tree branch falls on the car beneath it. And then the tree branch catches fire?
Somehow. We don't know how that happened. Could have been magical thinking. We don't know. But he was burning it. And so he smashes a windshield, burns a branch. But we don't know whether they ever found this guy.
Oh, man.
He could be out. He could be on the lam right now, for all I know. In fact, if history has taught me anything, he probably is. Could be as far as Winnipeg by now.
That would weigh on me if I had done something like that and just fled.
Yeah, because you're a good man.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I can say, like, I feel bad about is one time when I was like 12 or 13. It was Halloween night, and I was walking in the streets with some friends. We weren't trick or treating, but I think I had like a can of soda in my hand or something, and I was just being an idiot, and I threw it onto a windshield, and then a guy got out of the car. It was just like understandably upset, and I just bolted because I didn't know what else to do, and I got away from the guy.
I could see that. So you threw
a can of soda.
Uh-huh. Why did you do that, Chris?
I think I was just done with it, and I was just being a 12-year-old kid, and I just tossed it.
And you were just like, fuck it. This is someone else's problem now. I can respect that.
It's weird because I'm very much against littering. Like, I never litter. And I hate when I see people litter.
Oh, it drives me bonkers. Like, during the Snapple craze, I feel like the Snapple is not what it once was. Could be wrong. Could be totally wrong about that. But I feel like there was a time when people just whip Snapple caps all over the place.
Yeah. Definitely.
And it used to drive me bonkers. I can think of two times in my life when I've consciously littered.
Mm-hmm.
Twice, ever. And one of those times I was forced to do it by a nun. Do you want to know those two times?
Yes, I absolutely do.
The first time I was in high school and I was out partying with friends, getting loose, and maybe it was in college even, I don't know, but we had a bag of empty beer cans, and I was like going home to my parents, you know. And I was like, we got to get rid of these cans, I was underage basically. whenever this happened, I think it was high school, and I was like, we can't stop to throw them out because then we could be busted then by the police or something. Mm-hmm. Like getting out of the car with the cans. And so
it's great how paranoid you are at that age when you start drinking. Yeah. Before you're like,
we're just like, we're gonna get busted somehow for this, so the smartest thing we could do right now is to throw all the cans out the window of the car and keep driving. That's the best solution. So that was the one time. And then... Yeah,
I presume you didn't get caught. No one saw you do this.
No, I've been walking free this whole time. Whole time. And then... in college... At my college graduation... I was... drinking a thing of orange juice. Those cardboard things.
Mm-hmm.
What are those called? Carton?
Cartons, yeah.
And I don't know why I struggled so hard for that word. But I was just carrying a carton. I was drinking, and then I was finished with it. And or maybe I wasn't, I don't know. But this nun was like, can't be in the procession carrying that. And I was like, well, where can I throw it? She's like, here, just throw it in the bushes. And I was like, I can't throw it in the bushes. She's like, just throw it in the bushes. So I was forced by a nun to litter. So those are the two times. There's probably maybe of other times I don't remember, but I'm so against littering that I can pretty much say those were the two times.
Yeah, I mean, I think the time I threw the can of Coke might have been the only time.
I even within the past year or two, I was walking in my neighborhood, and there was like an older guy, like probably in his 70s, walking by my apartment, and I saw him drop some paper, and I thought he dropped, you know, a note, you know, yeah, or treasure map or whatever it was. I thought he did that, and then and so I was like, oh, sir, you dropped something back there. I thought I was helping him, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's just garbage. I just a napkin. And I was so like, oh. Yeah, and I was like, well, can you pick it up then? And he's like, no. And I was like, I live right, you're on my block. Come on. Don't litter. And he just kind of looked at me. And I wasn't too happy about it. But I was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to wrestle this guy? Yeah. But I didn't. And then another time, there's this ice cream place by my house that closed. They didn't have a garbage can, a proper garbage can, like an additional one outside of their store, which that's rule number one. You have an ice cream place, you got to get some extra garbage cans because you're going to have a lot of garbage. Anyway, so this place, I can't remember what it was called, Snow something. And it wasn't even ice cream. It was like Japanese ice. It was like, I don't know, scraped ice. And then, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
had one of those trendy type. They had one of those by me, too.
Yeah, and I was like, I had it once, and I was like, this is good. I'd much rather be having ice cream right now. Mm. But in lieu of ice cream, this will do. But yeah, super trendy. Young kids liked it. So, and I got no beef with that. But I'll tell you what I do have beef with, Chris. There would be spoons all over my block. And then, so one night I was walking my dog. And so I picked up all the spoons on my block. I had like a fistful of spoons. And I went and knocked on the window. They were closed. And like these kids were cleaning up. And so I'm like the crazy old man in the neighborhood. I'm like, hey, you, these are your spoons. And they're like, no, they're not. Because they're like, this guy's insane.
Yeah.
Which is a reasonable response.
Were they like a specific color that they use, like pink or green or something?
They were cream colored, I guess. Mm-hmm. I would say,
but definitely they were from the place.
Yeah, because I've seen, and they were like, to their credit, they were those like maybe I think biodegradable kind.
Okay,
but that doesn't mean you can throw them
on
the sidewalk. So I brought them back, like a good dozen of them. And I was like, these are yours. And they're like, no, they're not. I'm like, yeah, they're from yours. I'm like yelling through the glass. I'm like, yeah, they're from your store and they're all over my street. And then so I just dropped them in the doorway. And for a while after that, I would do it all the time. I would just like clean up my block in the morning and throw spoons at their in their doorway. And then I was like, well, I can't ever go in there again.
Yeah.
Because they know me as this crazy guy.
You probably have your picture out.
Yeah. Probably on videotape, dumping the spoons every day. But and then this podcast will be used as evidence, you know, of my many crimes. So, and as long as I'm admitting to crimes, did I tell you? I think it was right the Saturday before 4th of July, so like a little over a week ago. Mm-hmm. The same day as one of the crimes we just reported. Mm-hmm. I forget which one. I went into, and stop me if I already talked about this. Just, did I tell you about the Danish?
No.
Okay. Oh. So I went, there's a new place by my house that has like coffee and pastries and stuff, and they have a restaurant too, but the pastry at coffee angle is new. That's new to their operation. They used to just be open for dinner, but now they're like an all day thing.
Yeah.
So in the back, where is normally a bar at night, they have cappuccino and all that. And so there's this one Danish I really like that I, you know, when I'm feeling a little, I'm going to cut loose a little bit. I get a Danish, you know, once a month. And so I got this Danish, and it's expensive. It's like $5.44, right? Mm-hmm. That's an expensive Danish in my estimation. I don't know what you pay, just Chris.
I don't have a lot of Danishes, but I would pay that much because I would expect it to be a pretty good Danish.
Oh, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. So I go in. I get the Danish, it's like $5.44, give him a $20, he hands me $14, and I'm standing there, waiting for my 66 cents. Is it? Or what is it? 56 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, because I'm like, I hate to even ask, you know. But I'm like, I think you owe me some change. He's like, oh, I don't have change. And I was like, well, but you owe me change. And he's like, yeah, I don't have any.
Are you kidding me?
So, no. So I was like, well, in this instance, normally you would then just give me a dollar and you would lose the money.
Yeah.
Like, that's how this works. And every other time it's ever happened to me in my life. Like,
I don't think that's ever happened to me, but I would assume that that's what they would do.
Yeah. So I was just like, you owe me. And he's like, well, no, then my drawer's going to be short. And I was like, I'm like, well, yeah, but like, that's fine. Cause you know, I'm the customer and you owe me money.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, what do you want me to do? I'm like, just give me a dollar. And he's like, no, I can't. And I was like, well, I was like, it's not a big deal, but like, just out of principle, like, I'm not buying this Danish.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize I'm insane at this point. But so I'm like, just here, just give me all my money back. Here, take your Danish. And then he does it. And I was like, nah, screw it. I'll take the Danish. And then he's like, all right, here's your dollar. And then I was like, all right, here. And I handed it back to him. I was like, I was going to give you the change anyway, just as throw it in your tip jar.
Right.
I'm like, just on principle. And this kid thought I was bonkers. As yeah. Probably anyone listening right now thinks I'm absolutely insane. But I was just, I don't know. It was hot. I was cranky. So I was like, I'm not putting up with this. So, yeah. That was my normal Ray moment. But I was like, come on. Do you have time?
That's ridiculous. I mean, yeah. That blows my mind. One, that they would not have any change. That just seems insane.
I know.
That's like rule 101 of opening running a business. A storefront.
Yeah. Have 56 cents at the ready.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Don't even get me started. Should we do one more crime?
Yeah, let's do it.
Just because this is crazy. This is from the Mayfield Heights police blotter. Mayfield Heights, one town over from where I grew up in University Heights. You wouldn't think anything would go wrong in Mayfield Heights.
I feel like every town is just one town over from where you grew up.
The thing is, it always is. Sometimes it's two. I'm from University Heights, which, if you look on the map of the east side suburbs of Cleveland, University Heights is one or two square miles. It's one of the two, I forget which. And it's a tiny little hamlet, and there are like a million suburbs that are like on the edge of it that are much bigger. So it's just this little mass of unclaimed land, essentially.
Yeah.
So, and Mayfield, Mayfield Road, that's where we'd go. That's where all the fast food restaurants were.
Yeah, we it's like one of those sort of strips with like shopping and stuff.
Yeah, you go and you like give the finger to other kids, stuff like that. It's that kind of place. It's where my dad took me after my sophomore year in high school. The last day of school, he drove me to Mayfield Road and made me apply to work at every fast food restaurant on the strand. It was horrible. And what was awesome though is I knew I was so young and awkward still, instead of just old and awkward. And I knew I was like, there's no way any of these people are ever going to hire me if they meet me, which they all did. I would walk in, I'd fill out, and it was just like, there's no way in hell I was getting hired. So yeah. I did it knowing like, I'm still going to be hitting up my dad for money all summer because I'm not getting hired anywhere. Anyway, but so Mayfield, this is on Mayfield Road, exactly where I was discussing. Theft. A Cleveland woman, 21, was sighted at Walmart June 23rd for the suspected theft of two. Now, the headline is what caught my attention, Chris. Mm-hmm. Woman's wrist worth 97 cents, but Walmart doesn't buy it. Mayfield Heights police blotter. All right. A Cleveland woman, 21, as I mentioned, was cited at Walmart June 23rd, as I also mentioned, for the suspected theft of $200 worth of merchandise, which I started to mention. At a self-checkout register, she scanned her wrist instead of each item. It was discovered she had affixed a barcode sticker to her wrist, which rang up each item as a 97-cent bottle of soap. She was subsequently banned from the store. That's actually kind of genius.
It really is. Never thought to do that. Now I'm going to do it all the time. No.
Yeah. That's totally...
She got caught, so, you know.
I guess maybe it's not the perfect crime, but I applaud the moxie. You know, you gotta give her that. One day we will all have barcodes on our wrists, Chris.
We probably already do. Just don't know. I have an Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah. You're basically just a commodity.
If I really wanted to, I could pay for stuff using my watch. I don't. Because I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that guy.
No, don't be that guy. I swear, my plan is to just, once our Patreon gets cooking enough, I'm just gonna go off the grid entirely. I will podcast still, sure. But everything else, forget it.
Disconnected from the rest of the world.
Absolutely. I'll keep my AOL address.
Do you still have an AOL address?
Damn right I do.
You still use it?
Nope.
Okay.
I slowly phased it out. I think people sometimes email me there, but there's like a reply saying like, hey, I don't read these. Email me here. Mm-hmm. And some people just keep like mailing lists.
Should we make a Billy Joel phone call? We haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah, but I do have one more crime I have to tell you about before we do. Criminal mischief. This is also in Mayfield. As if you thought the woman with a barcode sticker, if that wasn't enough crazy for you. Criminal mischief. Summit Drive. A resident reported his home egged June 23rd. That's the same day. He said his granddaughter had broken up with her boyfriend the previous evening, and he suspected the boy was responsible. He said he was more concerned because he had heard that the boy had recently cut a brake line on someone's vehicle. Ooh. Special attention was given to his property. This is, woo! No thanks.
Yeah, that's some serious. That's a serious crime.
I do like a good egging. I'm not going to lie to you. I do. I don't care who knows it.
Do you ever get egged?
No. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. My siblings and I were all in pretty good standing with everybody. I don't think we never did anything to like cross anyone enough that would inspire an egging. You know, we were all pretty amiable young people. So no, never egged. Never been kissed. Let's do some Billy Joel.
All right.
Who are we calling?
We're going to call Kara Krupnik.
Oh, it's. Okay, I got a good one lined up for her.
She actually requested Big Shot, but she said you don't have to.
Oh, I'm happy to do Big Shot. That's not what I had pulled up, but whatever. Gosh, they're like putting up a...
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine Park Avenue clothes. You had the Dom Pignon in your hand and the spoon up your nose. And when you wake up in the morning with your head on fire and your eyes too bloody, it's it to see. Go on and cry in your coffee, but don't come bitching to me. Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know what everything's about. You had to have a white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot last night. Oh. The saxophone solos are the hardest part, I have to say. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry.
You were just basking in the majesty of it, I guess.
It was really great. I was in a trance, I think.
Yeah, you're going to get that now and again. Well, I'm going to cross that off the list.
That was great. And then we've called her a couple times, but we still owe a rambling voice message to Margaret Barrows. The problem is she keeps picking up. So do you want to try her again?
You're damn right I do.
Okay.
Okay, we're now calling Margaret Barrows of Utah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
We got it.
8019407565 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Margaret, this is Dave Hill calling. I'm at the Cracker Barrel trying to get some to-go items. Just wondering if you want anything. Give me a call back. I was going to get maybe the biscuits and gravy. I don't know if it's just biscuits and gravy. I'm hoping they have that on the menu. I don't know. There's a long line to get in. Things are good with me mostly. I can't decide whether to get a haircut. I think I probably need a haircut. But at the same time, this is the fun son look that I have going that I should make. Do you have $500 I could borrow? That's sort of the real reason that I called. This is very embarrassing. I'm good for it. In fact, I can pay you back. No, I'm just kidding. I don't need $500. I don't want you to think I was really calling for $500. That would be in poor taste. I wouldn't do that sort of thing. Anyway, today is July 8th, and I am coming down from 4th of July. I ate so many circus peanuts and cotton candy, as much as me and what was left of my fingers could shove into my mouth. I should really get this looked at. Anyway, call me when you can. I'm going to be having a procedure. I don't want to get into it. That is going to be, they said I'll be under for under. It's more of a local they said I would technically be conscious, but not here on this plane. I don't know what that means. I guess it's probably a legal thing so they don't get sued if I don't come back. But anyway, don't worry about me is my point. Call me when you can. Do you do Fantasy Football League? I've never done it before, but I was hoping to try it. I don't know much about football, but I do love the pageantry and the uniforms. I'm sorry. I can never read the label right on this bottle, and I don't know if I took the right amount of cough syrup or not. Are you still there?
Yeah. Anyway, oh, not me.
No, I was talking to Margaret. Chris is in the background. Thought he was in the can. All right. Well, just call me when you can. Actually, it's not urgent. Call me as soon as you can. Okay, thanks. All right. So, anyway, it's not a big deal. Things are good with me, and I hope you're good. Just checking in mostly. In fact, just ignore everything else I said. I was just calling to say hello. And that's it. And do not You don't even have to. You could call back. If you do call back, try to make it after 4. That's when I hope to be back at the bus station. Okay. Just let me know you got this. What, you need to use the phone? Okay, sorry, I'm about to hang up. Okay, bye, Margaret. How was that?
That's a good 5 minutes, I think.
I don't know if that was my best rambling voice message, but it was rambling.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
You know, it covered a lot of ground.
Did you ever, you remember like in the 80s, you'd like run, like you could run someone's answering machine out?
You just kept talking. Like where they couldn't leave any more messages?
Yeah. We used to do that. We used to prank people and do that. Just like take the phone off.
That's worse than being egged. Oh my gosh. They're serving up a hot one today, aren't they?
They really are. I'm in the room that doesn't have air conditioning in my apartment.
That's been so hot out. It's blacked
out. I'm sweating.
Woo! All right. Well, we're almost there. Probably just ride this one into the sunset.
Can we talk about the Witch Taint album at all?
Sure we can.
Okay. It's amazing. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, we're just about done with it. I mean, it's done. We're just kind of tweaking. The stuff we're fixing now, no one will ever notice the difference.
Right.
Basically, it's done. So, but yeah, we have a... Thanks for listening to it.
Of course, yeah. It's like genre bending in a lot of ways, too.
Wow, what do you mean?
You explore a lot of genres outside of just death metal or black metal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We cover a lot of ground. I'm excited for people to hear it.
It's still firmly like a metal album, though.
Yeah.
Love
but it. But there's a lot of people have said it reminds them of Jim Steinman, the guy who did Bad Out of Hell, the Meatloaf record.
Oh, yeah. I can see that for sure.
But yeah, we're excited. And we'll start sharing some of the Witch Taint songs here on this podcast. Let people get a taste.
I can't wait.
Of the mayhem and majesty that is Witch Taint.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any other shows booked?
We're playing September 7th in Teaneck, New Jersey, I believe. And I think we'll play other shows also. But I just don't know yet. I mean, we're definitely going to. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I have nothing to report as of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But soon enough, I'll have some news. But we're going to have to add some action music and whatnot. And that'll put us, we want to get this in under an hour for the people at FUBAR, our friends over there in England. I'm going to be seeing them this week.
That's right.
You heard me. I'm going to go to London. So I'm flying to Milwaukee to shoot an episode of Joe Parra Talks with You. Then I go to London, then Krakow, then Budapest, then I'm back like it never happened.
Mm.
So next week we're going to have to podcast probably from Krakow.
That's exciting.
I'll do it on the street so you can hear the Krakowians in the background.
You still planning on taking that bus, the $20 bus ride?
You're damn right. You're damn right I will.
I do that. Maybe we should record an episode while you're on the bus.
On the bus.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, I'm into that.
Okay, we'll figure that out.
Okay, I'm in. Okay, until next time, stay street, stay hydrated, and get tested, everybody. Thanks for listening. Next week, I'll be broadcasting from Krakow, Poland, and then we'll be back the following week. We'll do this. We have a bunch of guests lined up, and we're gonna do some guests again. Though I gotta say, I'm enjoying this one-on-one, mano a mano.
It's been fun. It's been a good couple months. I think we've been doing it now.
Yeah, and I haven't noticed a dip in the ratings. We haven't noticed a spike in the ratings.
It's been so pretty steady. That's good though.
Pretty
good
steady. Thing. Yeah. It just. What does it mean? I don't know. Anyway. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.